Welcome to Life After 30. I am Olga Ibanez, a seller, craftist, and now a storyteller. Join me as we celebrate life, relationships, and opportunities. And yes, every story is worth sharing. Hello and welcome to the second episode here at Life After 30. I am Olga Ibanez, a seller, a craftist, and a storyteller. Let me just share with you that tomorrow, June 14, is World Blood Donor Day. This is a yearly celebration for every country in the world. And this is close to my heart because I believe that every donation saves lives, and it is a selfless life-saving gift that you can give to someone in need. I am thankful that I had the opportunity in the past to donate and to be of help to those who want access to safe blood. Thank you to our blood donors and volunteers. Today is another Sunday and we will talk about independence. This is timely because we just celebrated the 123rd Philippine Independence Day. Independence, by definition, is a state of being independent. That means you are free to decide on your own, or your decisions are not controlled by anyone else. So ask yourself, are you independent? Are you free to choose what you want in life? Are you able to do things on your own? Or do you still seek and wait for someone's approval? From your parents, family members, partners, or from your friends? All of us were children before we became adults. We all experienced having parents or guardians telling us what to do or what to say. How about when we all became adults, say after 18 years old? Or in my case, I became fully independent when I was 20 years old. I am convinced that independence starts the moment a child knows how to walk or to speak. Well, in a normal setting, independence starts when you are earning your first salary, or when you have your first job, or when you are capable enough to sustain your needs, or luckily your wants. For some, it means only when they moved out from their parents' house, either they get married, settle down, or choose to live separately from their parents. As a single orphan, you are by somehow or by default be independent in your household. And you carry it in your school, in your selection of friends. I do not remember to have a single group of friends, or commonly termed as barkada. Of course I have friends, yes I have, but not from the same group. Maybe because I am independent enough that I can be with anyone, or I can be alone, or I just don't socialize as much when I was younger. When I had to leave home at the age of 22, living alone with no parents, no family members, and over 4,400 miles away from home is quite overwhelming for me. I had the privilege to choose, to do things on my own, and with God's grace, I was able to slowly achieve the things and needs in my life, and even for my family. At that time, I would always compare my way of thinking to people of my age. Why they always prioritize fun. Like, how can they splurge on something that they want easily? I had fun times, of course, I had. But I would always go back to, you know, reasons and goals in my life. And mind you, not everyone in this world is fortunate enough to be independent. They are still controlled either by people or the situation, or their beliefs. Say, for example, when we are working for someone,
this is quite true to me, because our careers also restrict us from living our lives. When we commit to our partners in an abusive relationship, that is also taking away our independence. When we are under peer pressure, as friends can be demanding and they can influence you more than your parents. I know you have friends who are very influential when it comes to who to date, what to wear, or how to behave in a crowd. As much as we want to be independent, it also has its downside. It creates conflict. We can become aggressive and impulsive in our decisions. And we can be selfish as well, because we don't consider others anymore. So somehow, independence will still need authority, I should say, and so much discipline. Another example is when you have a partner, or in my case, I am married. Yes, I can decide things on my own, but I have to consider as well my husband or my partner. I still need to ask his opinion if he is fine with it or not. It is not because I am not empowered, but it is more of I respect his value and presence in my life. We are independent in ways where we can be really independent, emotionally, socially, and financially. But as human beings, we live in an environment where we are taught to survive. And as social beings, we live with others. We do not isolate. That's why we don't like community quarantines. Am I right? We also learn it in school that we are in an ecosystem. We exist because we are interdependent to all living and to non-living things. So it is true then when we say that no man is an island. We always say, I can do things on my own. It's okay if I'm alone. I can be single forever. I don't need anyone. I don't need friends nor family. But no, because we live to coexist. So my question now to you is, how independent can you be? Or shall we say, can I be too independent? I will leave these questions here, and I hope it makes you think and appreciate your dependence. I am proud of how independent you are, yet you are still acknowledging the truth to need and to be needed. So my friends, thank you again for your time today, and hope I will also hear more stories from you, because talking to you makes me learn more and rediscover that I am a human being who would still depend on you, my family, and especially to our Creator. Thank you and thank you. This is me again, Olga, a seller, a craftist, and a storyteller. Speak to you soon, and hanggang sa lamang.